Mob rages at Sandra Bullock over the Blind Side controversy, give her Oscar back. By Paul Bois on August 16, 2023. Actress Sandra Bullock has found herself at the center of an online hate campaign in response to the latest controversy over her Oscar-winning 2009 film The Blind Side. The attacks against Sandra Bullock hit online Monday after former NFL star Michael Orr accused the Tui family of profiting off his life story with the hit movie The Blind Side, for which Sandra Bullock won an Oscar. Some of her critics called upon Bullock, who has been dealing with the death of her partner, to return the Oscar. Other people online came to Bullock's defense. As The Blind Side documented, in the early 2000s, the Tui family took Orr into their home during his time at a private high school in Memphis, Tennessee, where he excelled in football. Orr came from a troubled home life and the Tuis opted to support him as he finished high school. He eventually went on to Ole Miss and later joined the NFL. On Monday, Orr alleged in a bombshell lawsuit that the family essentially fooled him into a conservatorship to profit off his name. As Breitbart News reported, Orr now says he didn't benefit at all from the millions that the film earned. On top of that, he alleges that the entire Tui family raked in hundreds of thousands while he got nothing. In addition, Orr claims he has since discovered that despite what the Tuis have always said, and despite what is claimed in books and in the film, Sean and Leanne Tui never did adopt him into the family. Instead, they had him sign a conservatorship document when he was a teen that gave them the legal right to control his finances and any business deals in his name. And now he is suing to get what is his. Sean Tui later said that the family has been devastated by the claims and that his family never profited off his name. Michael was obviously living with us for a long time. And the NCAA didn't like that, Tui told the Daily Memphian. They said the only way Michael could go to Ole Miss was if he was actually part of the family. I sat Michael down and told him, if you're planning to go to Ole Miss, or even considering Ole Miss, we think you have to be part of the family. This would do that, legally. We contacted lawyers who had told us that we couldn't adopt over the age of 18. The only thing we could do was to have a conservatorship. We were so concerned it was on the up and up that we made sure the biological mother came to court. Legal representatives for the Tui family now claim that Orr tried to blackmail them for $15 million prior to the lawsuit by threatening to go public with the story. Over the years, the Tuis have given Mr. Orr an equal cut of every penny received from The Blind Side, attorney Marty Singer told TMZ Sports. Even recently, when Mr. Orr started to threaten them about what he would do unless they paid him an eight-figure windfall, and, as part of that shakedown effort, refused to cash the small profit checks from the Tuis, they still deposited Mr. Orr's equal share into a trust account they set up for his son, he added. Singer further charged that Orr had been dropped by other lawyers until he found a willing enabler and filed this ludicrous lawsuit as a cynical attempt to drum up attention in the middle of his latest book tour. The notion that a couple worth hundreds of millions of dollars would connive to withhold a few thousand dollars in profit participation payments from anyone, let alone from someone they loved as a son, defies belief, Singer told TMZ. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.